Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of knowing the ways of the Lord. We saw in Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, enter ye into the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way, that leadeth to destruction. Many there be which go in thereat, because strait is the gate, or that's the way which is going to also have to endure affliction and pressure, that means. Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. The narrow way is the way of his word. And as we pointed out, that word straight also is translated afflict or pressure. We're going to go through the way that is going to overcome affliction and pressure because the devil will challenge the word in your life in every area. Narrow is the way. You've got to walk the way of the Lord. John 14, verse 5, Thomas said to the Lord, how can we know the way? Well, we can know the way as we follow Jesus. Verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. I'll tell you, Jesus is going to reveal to us his way. What's the way? It's the way of the Word. His way is perfect. It's the Word of the Lord. That's what's tried. And his way is perfect. And when you order your steps after the Word, he will make your way perfect. Praise God. And so God's going to reveal to us his ways. We need him to show us his way. How is he going to do this? By teaching us the ways of the Word of God and leading you in the truth. As God teach you, then you will know his ways. And you got to be sure that you're going to hear and do it. What's one of the qualities that's important? Meekness. Meekness. With the meek, it says, will he teach his way in Psalms 25:9. If a person is meek, they are yielded, they are submissive, they are teachable, and they have yielded themselves with a lowliness of mind to follow the ways of the Lord. Another principle we looked at is the fear of the Lord. When you have the fear of the Lord, that's the one who he will teach in the way that he shall choose. God wants you to have the fear of the Lord. He's always going to teach you in a way that is clear. He leads you in a plain path because of your enemies. And he will teach you the way that you're to go and to guide you with his eye. But you got to make a decision. You're going to walk in the truth. In Psalms 86:11, we saw the scripture, teach me thy way, O Lord, I will walk in thy truth. You got to get committed. I'm going to walk in the truth. I'm going to have my heart united to follow the ways of the Lord. He's going to make me understand his ways. And I'm making the decision. I'm choosing the way of truth. Psalms 119, verse 30. I'm running the way of thy commandments, verse 32. And I'm going to keep them to the end, verse 33. Praise God, we've committed to walk in his ways. That shows the fear of the Lord, and then God's blessing's going to come. We also talked about the fact that we need the God to search us. In Psalms 139, 23, and 24, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there's any wicked way in me. If there's any wicked way in us, we want it out. And as God deals with it and brings us to repentance and purges us out of us, then he'll lead us in the way of everlasting. And an important point is to lift up your soul to him, and then he'll cause you to know the way wherein you should walk. Psalms 143, verse 8. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, we saw the scripture, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. He will direct your paths, and his paths are paths of peace, the ways of pleasantness. He teaches you in the way of wisdom, leading you in the right paths, and you won't stumble, you won't fall when you're walking in his ways. We've got to take hold of the Word of God. We've got to make the decision, I'm going to walk in it because the Word is my life. Don't walk in the path of the wicked. Don't go in the way of evil men. Be sure you're in the Word, hearing the Word. We saw all these scriptures in the previous broadcast. Proverbs 23:19, hear thou, my son, be wise, and guide thy heart in the way. If you'll hear God's Word and be wise because you're a hearer and a doer, you will guide your heart in the way. Of course, it starts with you giving your heart unto him. Verse 26 says, give me my heart, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. I tell you, if you give your heart to the Lord and yield to Him, He will open your eyes and you will see His ways. You will understand His ways and you will begin to know Him. See, as you know His ways, you're going to know God and you're going to be in fellowship with Him. Isaiah 30 verse 21 talks about hearing a word behind you. This is the way, walk ye in it. And this is important to learn to listen to the Holy Spirit, who's going to quicken the Word of God to you. And it will come to you often like a word behind you. It seems to come out of nowhere. But it's the Word of the Lord. It comes by the Spirit of God. And He's saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. In Isaiah chapter 40 verse 3, the Bible says, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. When it talks about preparing, we look up this word in the Hebrew, it refers to facing the Lord. If you prepare your way, you're going to face Him. We're going to be face to face with the Lord. We're willing to come before Him and let His light shine into us. You know, God wants to talk to you. God wants to reveal Himself to you. And you need to come face to face with the Lord as you get in the Word and in prayer and spend time in the presence of God. Make straight, make right the highway for our God. He's going to reveal Himself to you. He wants to relate to you. He wants you to know Him. Hallelujah. In Isaiah chapter 58, it talks about the fasting in that chapter, but it's interesting that when they were fasting, they were seeking Him daily in verse 2. They were delighting to know His ways. It talked about they took delight in approaching God. You know, many people, they want to know God's ways. They take delight in approaching God. They seek God daily. But these people were doing it, but there was a problem God had with them. The problem was that they had not committed to walk in the ways of the Lord. They hadn't committed to the things that God wanted them to commit to. In fact, He said, is not this the fast that I've chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. You see, they were approaching God, seeking Him daily, delighting to know His ways, but not committing to turn away from their ways. They just wanted to know His ways. They took delight in approaching to God, but they haven't committed to do what God wants you to do. You've got to get committed that you're going to do what He says. God was telling them to pray and call upon the Lord, and how they were going to come and do warfare and loose those bands of wickedness in the heavenlies and bring restoration and repair to those places where the enemy had place, and pull down those strongholds. Let the oppressed go free. Undo the heavy burdens. Break every yoke of bondage. What was their problem? They were wanting to do things their way. He says in Isaiah 58:13, he talks about the fact that if they would turn and honor Him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then you'll delight yourself in the Lord, and I'll cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth. Otherwise, if they were fasting, but they weren't doing it for God's reasons, then they were mistaken. They were wrong in the fact that they had a wrong motivation. Remember, they were seeking God, delighting to know His ways, taking delight in approaching Him, but they were still going to do their own ways. They still were going to find their own pleasure. They still were going to speak their own words. God wants you to come to the place where you have just made the decision, I'm not going to do my own ways, I'm going to do His ways. I'm not going to do my own pleasure, I'm going to do what pleases God. I'm not going to speak my own ways, I'm going to speak the ways of the Lord, the words of the Lord, and do what He tells me to do. This is committing to do His word. This is important. You've got to learn to keep the way of the Lord, because this is going to open you up to the blessings of God and to a personal fellowship with the Lord. He's going to reveal Himself. He will show Himself strong on behalf of those whose heart's perfect with Him. And that's the person who seeks Him diligently. Praise God. He rewards those who seek Him diligently. We've got to keep the way of the Lord. Genesis chapter 18 and verse 18 and 19, he talks about Abraham. And he says, I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. God wanted to bring upon Abraham the things he'd spoken of him. But what was important, he had to keep the way of the Lord. You know, God wants to bring upon you the things that He's spoken of you, and He's spoken the things of you in the Word of God, all the promises of God, all the exceeding great and precious promises, the blessings that He wants to bring. He wants to prosper your way. He wants to heal you. He wants you to be fruitful for Him. But look what Abraham did. He says, I know him. He will command his children as household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord. Have you put the Word of God first place in your household? Are you commanding your children and your household after the ways of God and committed to keep the way of the Lord? If not, then you're going to hinder God from bringing the things that He has spoken to you or upon you to come to pass. You know, the things that God has spoken aren't going to automatically come unless you keep the way of the Lord. Make that decision to get committed to Him. In Genesis 35, verse 1, He said unto Jacob, God said to Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel. Bethel means house of God. God wants you to get to the house of God. He wants you to get to church. Get to church and hear the Word of God. Be hearing the Word of God in the services in your church, and also spend time in the Word of God yourself. He says, arise, go up to Bethel, and dwell there. Dwell there. Don't just be one who goes to church every once in a while. Dwell there. Be consistent. If you can't get to church, you know, on a consistent basis, how sincere is your relationship with the Lord and your seeking of God? You know, if you can't go to church and worship God and praise Him continuously and spend time in the Word of God and hearing what the Word of God is bringing forth in your life on a consistent basis, then you really are not seeking God with your whole heart. He goes on and says, and make there, that's at Bethel, the house of God, make there an altar unto God. God wants you to worship Him. And this speaks of a heart which is yielded to Him, that you're going to praise Him and you're going to worship Him with all of your being. Down in verse 2, he talks about, then for all those in his household, put away the strange gods. Get rid of all the idolatry. Be clean and change your garments. God wants us to be cleansed. When you go to church and you hear the Word, God's going to bring you to the place of being cleaned up. He's going to purge you, and you're going to change your garments, because you're going to get rid of the garments of the flesh and the garments of sin. You're going to put on the garments of God, the armor of God, the Word of God, and arise and walk in His ways. And I'll tell you, then it goes on in verse 3, and he says about how God was with me in the way which I went. God will be with you when you are walking in His way, and you allow Him to accomplish His will in your life. Make the decision that you're going to walk in the way of the Lord and keep the way of the Lord, and He will bless you greatly. We'll see you in the next broadcast. God bless you. As you have received the Word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.